I got this story from the wonderful farm cat, Callie. Up north in winter, the days are short and the nights are long. The longest night is known as winter solstice and often falls on December 21st. It is a time of peace in the forest. For the trees of the forest and the animals of the night, called nocturnal animals, winter solstice is a night of sharing stories and singing the ancient song. Even our trees join in. Grandpa Cedar, the eldest, has the oldest story, and he tells it real slowly.
"We are in for a special night tonight, children," he says. "Because tonight there will be a..."
But no one listens to him. Even though he says it twice, the animals pay no attention. Mrs. Owl, who has excellent vision in the dark, is the first to see something unusual. She hoots, calling down to us.
"Hello, I'm having trouble seeing. Who else thinks the moon isn't as bright? Is she losing her luminance?"
Young Weasel stretches his long winter white body to get a better view.
"Nah, Mrs. Owl,"
he says, his tail twitching nervously.
"The moon is climbing into the sky like she always does. It just looks like she's getting smaller."
"I beg your pardon, Mrs. Owl, but surely you must be mistaken,"
says Mr. Raccoon.
"Nothing feels different. Do you smell anything unusual, Madam Opossum?"
Madam Opossum, whose sense of smell is very good, sniffs the air with her pointy snout.
"The air doesn't smell any different to me,"
she declares. Mrs. Owl just hoots like she always does, and everyone laughs. Mr. Raccoon flicks his ringed tail as he scurries off, while Grandpa Cedar tries to tell his story a third time, and again, no one listens. Brother Fox howls at the moon briefly and announces,
"Mrs. Owl might be right. It looks as if our full moon might have a bite taken out."